This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that I'm telling you, is stopping totalitarianism. It absolutely is. And you know, it's kind of interesting when you stop totalitarianism in totalitarians, the world changes, as we're starting to see what's happening out there in Iran right now, right? The whole Iranian thing is blowing up in a big way, and welcome to our show, anyway. I don't know if we play a part in all this stuff, but it's nice to be able to stop the totalitarians from what they're doing. Anyway, got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to make sure you get in touch with that website, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, a lot of things happening with New California State, and we'll be bringing you up to speed on how that whole thing is going on.
Jeez.
Anyway, all these people calling the studio. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We're getting calls about the stuff that's going on with New California, which is, you know, this call right now is from the East Coast wanting to know what the heck is going on, which is kind of interesting. And we're not responding. We're just sort of put it back on record. We'll get back to them. But anyway, this whole thing that's going forward with impeachment, I wanted to try and get a little bit of what's going on here with you know, they've got the newsroom on right now on Fox News. They've been chiming in with some pretty good commentary about what the House plans to do. Apparently, they're going to go to a vote tomorrow in the House to send it over. Well, and again, we don't know if they're going to send it over. You know, this is a comment by MSNBC by Representative Jeffries about it. We can get that little thing go here. Here we go.
That Mitch McConnell may have attempted to simply dismiss the case that was sent over, as the president is urging his friends in the Senate to do.
To that, Matt, you say what?
Yeah,
Good luck there, Mr. Congressman. The fact is Nancy Pelosi couldn't even hold her own caucus together on the vote on impeachment. There were several Democrats who walked away from that vote. And the other fact is that there are Senate Democrats like Dianne Feinstein who have publicly criticized Nancy Pelosi, who's from her own state of California, on playing politics with transmitting these impeachment findings. And finally, Mitt Romney is not a problem child because of what Nancy Pelosi decided to do on impeachment. He's just a problem child. And as far as Collins and Murkowski are concerned, they have been very weak supporters of the president as well, although I still give Susan Collins great credit for her vote on Brett Kavanaugh. At the end of the day, the president is going to be deemed to be not guilty with a vote in the Senate, and all the politics around this are going to stick on Nancy Pelosi because she decided to play politics, and it's going to be a big problem for her when her marginal House members are on the ballot in November.
I guess you've revealed to us, Matt, that you would not support more witnesses being called in this process.
I would. No, Sandra, I would. Here, I'm with Ted Cruz on this. I actually think what we ought to do is hear the prosecution's case. I think it's a weak case. I think when lawyers have bad facts and weak cases, let them talk. Give them all the time they want. The American people have pretty much already come to a judgment. This will allow others to come to this judgment that there's nothing here. This is a crimeless impeachment. But I also think that that eventually, within short order, Republicans should just move to have a vote on whether or not the president is guilty or not guilty. But if we have longer trial, that will accrue to the president's benefit because it allows Rand Paul and others to demand that Hunter Biden and others who have been associated with this Ukraine wrongdoing, that the American people finally get to hear from people like the whistleblower.
You're going to end up with a tit for tat no matter what here, but I think that the American public want as much transparency as possible. John Bolton has indicated his willingness to testify if subpoenaed. It's shown that, a vast majority of Americans do want to see John Bolton testify. And so, look, if the president is innocent, get all these people that have firsthand knowledge out there. And certainly folks like yourself are going to say, great, well, if Hunter Biden's innocent,
I do want to push back on this.
Okay.
I agree mostly with you on the fact that let's go ahead and let the American people see everything. But it is ridiculous for House Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, who never forced a subpoena on John Bolton, never went to court, out of nowhere, they want witnesses that they themselves did not have the guts to call into the House system
and
to now demand that Republicans in the Senate invite them. That is the height of hypocrisy. That's the politics.
But in a way, you both sort of agreed on that point. When it comes,
this is getting like out of control, you know what I mean? But yeah, anyway, so this is just all kinds of weird stuff going on right now, isn't it? Anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that. It's wonderful to see what is going on with all these characters and all the stuff that's happening. So anyway, I am absolutely stunned at the veracity of the conversations going on around this issue, but it's not to be expected from the Democrat side. And whether or not they're going to go to a full vote on it and actually, throw the whole thing out, I think it's up in the air. I'm going to always go back to what Ted Cruz says. There's no there. There's no crime. This is the hard part. You go back to Nixon and you go back to Clinton, there were crimes. And I think Johnson, there were crimes. There were real crimes, real felonies and things like that that were committed. And it was pretty obvious. And, especially in the case of Nixon, it was so obvious what was going to happen to him, both bipartisan, Clinton and Nixon. There were both Republicans and Democrats. Democrats voted against Clinton. That was real bipartisanship here. You did not get one Republican who crossed over to vote against Donald Trump. In fact, you got three Democrats who came over and one present. So this is a bipartisan effort against impeachment. That's what the vote was. And then you don't have any, you don't have a case. So, that's going to be the thing. They're going to be forced apparently to, and I'm gathering this because I'm not totally knowledgeable about all this stuff, but I'm gathering that there's going to be a forced vote that will be brought in on this. And this is the this is they're going to have to listen to those the articles of impeachment, one and two, only two, by the way, and none of them have a crime associated with it. So that's what do you do if you're the senator sitting up there going, okay, I've gone through 4 or 5 days of listening to this stuff and there's nothing there. I think the boredom and the lack of facts to relate to a crime is going to put them over the top. And I think you're going to get a lot of Democrats are going to go to the other side and say this is because, you know, some of these Democrats really are facing uphill battles in their own home states, primarily because of what Donald Trump has done to the economy in their states. So you got to remember that. There is that angle for the president of the United States. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on, like I said. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and all the things that are happening there. And, of course, closing in on the big numbers, which is really wonderful. And some big things coming up for New California. We're going to be talking about that. I think we'll get the quite a bit of it today, but we still want to clean up. I want to clean up some messes about this refugee resettlement program and how it's all playing out. We talked about the tuition factor and how because of the high cost for or high charging and fees that go along with illegal immigrants and illegal foreign nationals who are in this country going to college, they get paid. The UC system gets major bank for these non-citizens. Out-of-state tuition they get, it's called. And this has been around for a long time. But if you're thinking that in today's age when you can spend $15,000 as a resident and you pay $45,000 as a non-resident, who do you think is going to get into the school first? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. So refugee resettlement, yeah. Now you have some states that actually want the refugees there. Republican states, that's what we're hearing. And, of course, that means more money for them from the federal government. See, the other states now have figured it out to get more money. Right. So the states are making that run, and that means increased immigration, you know, that whole thing. So if you thought our borders were porous, you know, a while back, guess what? Guess again. It's a little bit more now. Going to potentially be. White House names impeachment legal squad as House preps Wednesday vote on articles. Okay. Says, this is interesting, CNN too fair to Trump. All right. I want to catch you up to speed on this one, though. This is something that just came out just now. Says, several top White House lawyers are slated to serve on the Trump's defense team, Trump's for the trial. It says, in a Democratic caucus meeting Tuesday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not announce which lawmakers will be tapped as impeachment managers who serve as prosecutors in the case. Here you go. It says, the president's defense team has essentially formed itself. White House official told Fox News on Tuesday that White House counsel Pat Cipollone will take the lead on the president's defense team in the Senate trial. Interesting. And then the official said that top lawyer Jay Sekulow will also serve on the president's defense, as well as Cipollone and deputies Mike Purpura and Patrick Philbin will round off the team, I guess. Okay. The official told the news agencies that other attorneys could cycle through or be on the floor in a support capacity. But those details and types of decisions will be made by the president. Says the White House and the president's team are looking for a fair process that affords Trump the rights to claim, they claim, he has been denied in the House impeachment inquiry, and the official said, while also saying that the president expects to be exonerated in the process. Despite the apparent expectation, the president in recent days has publicly pushed for a case to be outright dismissed and for the Senate to bypass a trial. Many believe that by the Senate giving credence to a trial based on the no evidence, no crime, read the transcripts, no pressure impeachment hoax. that was tweeted by the president. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said on Monday, doubled down on the president's suggestion, saying, I think the president's communicating that there should be a dismissal because he did nothing wrong, and the president shouldn't have to go through this. He did nothing wrong, she said. He released transcripts willingly because he did nothing wrong, and so he's made that clear all along. She added, obviously, we would want dismissal of everything. But at the end of the day, if it goes if it does go to the Senate for a trial, he does want it to be fair, which is all he deserves, because he certainly has, it hasn't been treated fair. And, of course, they go on and they picked up on the Fox News thing that Ted Cruz said that the bottom line is that there's no there. Let's just see if they follow that vein. And do you think it's political? I mean, it's like almost craziness, right? This says, triggered by an actor. I'm not going to go there without all this stuff. So anyway, we've got a lot of other things to cover here. I'll dash back to see if they got anything. Here's Karl Rove speaking right now on what's going on with the votes. RCP average.
Walk into a caucus and you're backing Klobuchar and she doesn't get 15%. You're at one of the 1,681 precinct caucuses and you're backing Klobuchar and she doesn't have 15%.
I think Rove is talking about the elections that are coming up for the Democrats and all the things like that, because all these people, most of them really have very, very low numbers in the election. So that's another problem. And that's what we're talking about in the last hour. The last couple hours, actually, is this whole notion about keeping Bernie and Sanders and Elizabeth Warren off the campaign trail. Well, tough things. Tough things. I mean, these are real tough things to make decisions about, at least in my opinion. Breaking, this comes from conservative fighters, Russians hack Ukrainian gas company tied to Biden's. Attacks were successful. Some other little things floating around. Bombshell Trump, James O'Keefe hint something big about to drop on Bernie. Okay. I'm going to get back to that in a second about Bernie, but the photos show Melania turns heads in stunning outfit at national championship football game. She looked really happy last night. As I was watching her walk in and people are just applauding like crazy, she looked really, really happy last night. So that was kind of interesting to see that whole thing play out. It really was. Turns head, nice outfit. The smile was real genuine. You know, oftentimes without her, doesn't have the smile going on, but she had a real genuine smile on when she was listening to the applause when people were coming in. Yeah, you know, when she was coming in, she and Donald on the field last night. Okay, so this bombshell article. Trump, James O, said something big about to drop. All right, I'm buying. Where's the article? Oh, here it is. Okay, President Donald Trump and journalist James O'Keefe hinted on Sunday that something big is about to drop on Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, as the 78-year-old socialist has surged in recent polls. Trump tweeted, "Wow, crazy Bernie." Here we go. "Wow, crazy Bernie is surging in the polls, looking very good against the opponents in the do-nothing party. So what does all this mean? Stay tuned." O'Keefe quickly followed up to tweets, or Trump's tweets, writing, "Stay tuned, everyone. Something is very big about to happen. The first bombshell tape is going to drop this week." All right. That's what he said. That's what James O'Keefe said. USA Today reported on Sunday that Sanders is solidly second in the most national poll behind Biden, and he either leads or is tied in recent polls. And see, this is, are you getting what's going on now with House impeachment? Right? And now all of a sudden, you've got Donald Trump saying, something big's going to happen to Bernie. Do you feel the burn yet? In a recent interview with Politico, Jim Messina, Barack Obama's 2012 campaign manager, warned Democrats that if Sanders is the Democratic nominee, that Democrats will struggle across the board in national elections. And he goes on to say, "If I were a campaign manager for Donald Trump and I look at the field, I would very much want to run against Bernie Sanders," Messina said. "I think the contrast is the best. He can say, I'm a business guy, the economy's good, and this guy's a socialist. I think that contrast for Trump is likely one that he'd expect or be excited about in a way that wouldn't be as exciting about Biden or the potential Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete, right. From a general election perspective, socialism is not going to be what Democrats are going to want to defend. Remember that in California, though, right? And those that support the California government system, it's kind of interesting, that group of people. Interesting. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available on our YouTube channel, also named, same as the radio show, Operation Freedom. We re-upload a couple new YouTube presentations every week. Also available on our website, both the free, the public side, as well as the subscription side with the extra shows, extra content, the archives to this show. The podcasts are available to our subscribers 24/7. And we have our extra shows, our WTF show, our geopolitical show, our Insider Insight show, where we bring someone forward. This past week, we brought Colonel Craig Roberts forward, where we're speaking about the Second Amendment and what's going on in Virginia and what to anticipate there and why it's happening there. Very insightful interview from Colonel Craig Roberts, who has experienced not only as a American hero in our military, he was a sniper, he was... wounded
decorated, Purple Heart decorated veteran. But he also served on the Tulsa Police Department force for over 30 years, SWAT team leader and the like. Has inroads into the National Guard. He was an officer as well within the National Guard, and has insights into the Virginia National Guard of what's potentially going to occur there. Great interview, again, available on our subscription platform at davejanda.com. Hope you become a member of our platform and our family, our freedom-based family. My next guest is someone I consider a dear friend and someone who is on the front line of the dissemination of information that the deep state does not want you to know anything about. He puts his life in peril, and that's not an overstatement. It's the truth. Every day of every year, and has done so for decades in bringing the truth forward. You can find Paul Preston at agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio has been named one of the 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk show hosts. Paul takes on a number of issues. In particular, he over time has focused on the United Nations and their Agenda 21, their playbook, if you will, and now their updated playbook, Agenda 2030. Most people don't know that the United Nations in 1992 came up with a plan, a design that will control virtually every aspect of your life, but they did. And the plan is in effect today, and we can thank the Bushes and the Clintons and Obama for that. Under the guise of environmentalism, the United Nations Agenda 21 is in reality a means to destroy capitalism and redistribute the wealth of the United States. I encourage you to go to Paul's website, agenda21radio.news. Paul, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Dave, it's wonderful to be back with everybody again.
So, Paul, you have been leading a movement that has gained significant strength and notoriety over the past several years, called the New California Movement. Educate our listeners, because we have listeners not just in all 50 states, but in this past week in over 70 countries around the world. Folks, listen to this broadcast, because what you're doing should serve as a template for freedom and liberty for every state, every actual country in the world, because it's about breaking away from the deep state's business model. Educate our listeners on the New California Movement and where we are today.
Well, the New California State Movement started with us in earnest about 5 years ago, and we have been able to garner a number of counties to be involved here in California. We have 58 counties in California, and we have involvement by 52 of the counties right now. So we're pretty excited about the numbers that we have. And in terms of counties that are involved, we've got senators established for each one of the counties, and we've also got assembly members for each one of the counties. We think that this was looking at the Constitution, the only constitutional option available to all of us in California because of the repression. And, of course, we've moved on to, in California, if you have not already figured out, I think most of your listeners have figured out, we're now into communism in California. We have a monoparty dictatorship. In other words, we don't have a Republican Party, we don't have a Democratic Party any longer. They're dead parties here in California. And, of course, the dictator in Gavin Newsom, which was, of course, established by Jerry Brown, mm-hmm. and this whole plot and scheme to take over California is in full effect, and you're starting to see it really play out in many, many different manifestations. And, of course, just recently we had another shooting death, a couple of them actually, by sanctuary state individuals. In other words, these people that have come across the border illegally, and they're being protected now by California state law. Which is and they're able to get out of jail and everything else. It's absolutely amazing. The lawlessness in California is complete now, and so our response to this, we saw this coming years ago, and we started really working on it in earnest about 5 years ago. And about 3 years ago, we really started really tapping into the strengths of the Constitution. So we constructed our own Declaration of Independence after getting about 18 of the counties on board with us. And we went out on January 15, 2018 and declared ourselves independent from the state of California, just exactly as the Founding Fathers had designed. And from that, we also laid out a number of grievances. It turned out to be 95 grievances that were read every week on county Superior Court building steps throughout California over a 96-week period. We actually just completed grievance number 95 on November 19th, just recently, which also happened to have been the 156th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, just sort of a coincidence there by Abraham Lincoln. But in that, of course, we've gained substantial power and strength. The citizens are now realizing that as you take a look at the broad brush of California, there's nothing left for them to do because everything in California is completely corrupted. It's not just corrupted, but it's a failed state. And it's failing faster and faster and faster every day. Everybody is starting to really see it. And that's kind of a good thing for New California because people are coming to New California as the only option out now. After being much maligned by certain California politicians and other people throughout the nation, right. All of a sudden California, New California State Movement is starting to really shine in their eyes. And it's pretty exciting to see this happen and to see a lot of very, very strong patriotic citizens in California, United States citizens in California starting to rise up and take their state back. And what we're going to do is, of course, with the New California State Movement, we've had not only the Declaration of Independence that was declared, but we also have had five constitutional conventions in which we've established a government. We actually do have a government that is just like the United States, basically. We've got an executive, we've got a legislative, and we've got a judicial system, and we also have a bicameral legislature, so we have an assembly, and we also have a real true Senate. And our senators, in defiance of what was referred to as Reynolds versus Sims decision, in the Reynolds versus Sims decision of 1964, it eliminated the little federal model for states, which meant that a senator in every state lost their sovereignty over the counties by which they presided. And, of course, what that meant was that senators represented only people and populations in states, no longer representing a county. And as Chief Justice Earl Warren said, senators should not be representing plants and rocks. So that's what was the insult, of course, to all of rural Californians and rural Americans, actually, because in that one fell swoop decision, rural Americans lost their ability to be represented equally in a bicameral legislature. So we have brought that back. And in defiance of that, we have assigned senators to every county within New California. And we intend to go to Congress and reestablish that senators are sovereigns in their own counties. So that'll bring back representation in rural America across the board. And we know that that's going to happen. The last time that a state was brought in under the process of Article 4, Section 3 was 1861, and that was West Virginia. How appropriate you're talking about Virginia today. Mm-hmm. But that was the last time that was done. So we stand a very, very good chance of exercising our 10th Amendment rights for our ability to govern ourselves as a state. So we know that we're going to succeed. We know that it's superior to the court decision. And we think that that's going to be an absolute bust for the liberals. It will destroy what we're seeing here in California. And, of course, you're seeing it in Illinois. You're seeing it in New York. That's why everybody's looking at us like, whoa, wait a minute. This really is working, and it really is happening.
Folks, we're speaking with Paul Preston from the New California Movement. So Paul, educate our listeners on so California would split into two separate states, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the borders of New California would be what?
Well, the borders, when you take a look at California, what we wanted to do is get population parity. We said, well, if we're going to split the state, let's split it by population 50-50. And so we started looking at that model and said, okay, how can we best, you know, accommodate that? And so we said, all right, well, let's take a look at the real essence of this problem. And the essence of the problem is Reynolds versus Sims, because all representation goes to population centers. It goes to urban centers. That's the way the beast is. It used to be that if you're living in a rural area, you know, every senator had a county that they were assigned to. But in the Reynolds versus Sims decision, they made it so that senators represented districts of population. So we have some senators, we have 40 senators in California, we have some senators that represent, are you ready for this, 11 counties.
Good luck
in California. If you take a look at the population centers, the urbanized centers of Sacramento, San Francisco, and LA Basin, they have 23 senators of the 40 senators. Hmm. I mean, that's just so unequal.
Sure,
so what we said, well, okay, how can we divide this up, rural versus urban? So we took a look at the map of rural California, and we realized, well, you know, if we count everybody in those counties of rural California, we come up to a population of about 18.5 million, and in the urban areas, you've got 25 million or 20 million, which, of course, that's San Francisco, Sacramento, and LA. So we looked at that and said, well, there's the map. Anything that's considered to be rural in California becomes New California, and that's exactly the map that we're going to propose. So it's about 85% of the landmass of California. So our borders go from Oregon to Mexico, Nevada, to the Pacific Ocean.
And
that's the borders.
So a couple things, Paul. Some people say, well, this all sounds great, but it's never been done before in the history of our country, and that's not true, is it? Because you mentioned West Virginia. Educate our listeners on West Virginia, because that's the model that you're using, and it has occurred before in our country's history.
Absolutely. There's precedence for it. The statehood clause, which is Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, essentially says that if you want to form a new state from a pre-existing state or states, then you have to get the permission of the legislature and then that of the Congress to make that happen. It's only been exercised to fulfillment by three occasions, West Virginia, Maine, and Kentucky. We would be number four. We're just following that model. And, of course, it was an exceptional model in the case of Virginia. And in the case of Virginia, West Virginia, that was at the time of the Civil War. The Civil War was just starting to break out. And West Virginians did not want to be part of the plantation process going on in Virginia. So they started to form a new state. And they did it following the model that we're following, of course. They set up county committees. They started to work on a constitution, Declaration of Independence, and all that stuff. And lo and behold, as it turned out, in their case, they were going to go to Richmond and say, we want to, you know, go to you, to the legislature, and we want to meet with you and say, give us permission to form a new state. Well, unfortunately, the Civil War interrupted, and Richmond declared themselves to secede from the Union, completely out of the Union. And, of course, that messed up the whole process of Article 4, Section 3 for the West Virginians. So they found themselves in a very interesting situation. They appealed to the Congress and said, can you help us out? And Congress went back to them and said, well, you know, you still have to follow Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution to make that happen. And they, you know, well, we don't have a state. Well, that's what you have to do. So Francis Pierpont out of West Virginia decided he's going to become the governor of restored Virginia government. And everybody looked around at him like he's crazy. And then they started thinking about it. Well, what option do we have? The only option we have is to actually propose to Congress a restored government that would act in absentia or in lieu of the government of Virginia at the time. So with that theory in mind, they went to the Congress and they said, well, we don't know. But then they realized maybe if they got the help of somebody they all hated by the name of Abraham Lincoln, maybe he can help them out. Hmm. So they appealed to Abraham Lincoln, and he went to the Congress, and the deal was done. And they said, yes, you can be the restored government of Virginia. And, of course, West Virginia then went through their own restored government, got permission, then went on to the Congress, and by 1863, they were a state. We're going to do the same thing. And, in fact, we anticipate that there probably could be a problem with California in an insurrection, and also with the whole notion that they want to split away from the United States, which is now becoming very obvious to everybody. That's exactly what they've always been saying that they're going to do. And we've been calling them out for this for at least 10 to 15 years. We've been called the crazies, the nutcases, the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, here we are going, guess which state's going to come next? New California. Because why? That's exactly what their plan is to break away from the United States of America. They're doing everything they possibly can, as you know. And we have filed 95 grievances, which point out all the significant events that tell you that, yes, they're trying to do that. And so we are going to enlist the help of Donald J. Trump, the president. He's our president.
Right.
and we're going to enlist his help to help us out to become a new state.
And has he,
this is what you do.
Has he given you any indication that he's interested in helping?
Yes. We've had indicators. In fact, at all of our constitutional conventions, we've been passing resolutions in anticipation and as a request for his help. We actually passed a resolution that matched the resolution that Virginia put forward, or West Virginia put forward at the time, to establish a restored California government. We passed a resolution. We used much of the language from the Virginia resolution. We passed it in our legislature. It was a unanimous passed joint resolution. We then forwarded the resolution. We forwarded the resolution to the President, Donald J. Trump. He requested a hard copy. We sent a hard copy to him. He has possession of that now. It's a tool that he can use in case of insurrection. And we anticipate that, unfortunately, he will probably have to use that tool. And we stand ready. We are ready to govern in New California. We are up and ready. We can govern.
And you mentioned you need approval of the legislature in California as well as the permission of Congress. So
correct.
One of the questions that comes up, Paul, is people say, well, wait a minute. Why would the legislature of the current state of California give permission to Paul Preston and the millions of folks that he's working with to establish a new state, to divide the state into two, if you will?
Right.
So why would the legislature go along with that in California?
The reason is they're broke as a joke. They're financially corrupted. And we anticipate in the next 2 to 3 months that broke situation for them is going to get worse, much worse. I mean, you're talking about $100 billion to $200 billion to actually maybe even $1 trillion indebtedness that the California state right now cannot pay. And, of course, their pension funds are absolutely a disaster right now. We're finding out that the communist Chinese have deep, deep pockets into the CalPERS, which is the largest private pension fund in the nation. And, of course, that's the California Public Employees California Public Employees Retirement System. And that system has been completely corrupted by the communist Chinese. There's actually a person who's a member of the Communist Party in China who handles all the investments for CalPERS. I mean, you can't make it up. This was an article that was exposed in Epoch Times several months ago. But we've been following all these things very, very closely. We anticipated that there would be a financial disaster coming for California. It's well on its way. Mm-hmm. That's only one option. You see, you know, we can go with this option of going to Article 4, Section 3 and going with the legislature. The other train, though, the train wreck would be, of course, the Insurrection Act being invoked by the President of the United States. And in that case, that's when that resolution about forming a restored government of California would come into play. Because at that point in time with insurrection, all bets are off for the California legislature. Now, they seem to be driving themselves ever quickly to the Insurrection Act side. We're ready to negotiate with them. We'll be ready by the end of this month. We intend to negotiate in all earnesty, And we're in contact with people there. They want to hear from us. They know that there's problems. They know that there's big problems. But the problem is, Dave, is that they have completely morphed into a communist dictatorship here. Mm-hmm. And this is the warning to the rest of the nation. A lot of states follow the laws and so on that are generated by really an industrial-sized legislative unit in California. You know, the California legislature the Constitution has been modified in California almost 600 times since 1879. One of the modifications they came up with in 1966 was a full-time legislature meeting 11 months out of each year, quote, unrestricted. Mm. Now, what could possibly go wrong with a runaway legislature that meets 11 months out of every year? Right. You know, I mean, and it's unrestricted. See, that's where we're at right now in California, is that they've overregulated, they have overfeed, they've overtaxed, they've driven out the middle class. And look what we have going on in San Francisco right now and the rest of the homeless people out there. This is a debacle. It's a failed state. Clearly, California is a failed state. And that's why I say there's options ahead for California. And the options are coming quicker than a lot of people think. I predict that by the end of summer, mm-hmm. California will be well on its way to going into Congress, in New California, going into Congress and becoming the 51st state. There's no question in my mind that's going to happen.
And the other question that comes up is, okay, so now we're getting, now you still need the permission of Congress, correct?
Right.
So many people say, well, why would Congress do that?
Well, you know, it's in everybody's benefit to have a happy, healthy California. Right now, you know, California lives, you know, really hand to mouth based upon, you know, its income from, you know, sales tax, not sales tax so much as it is on from real estate and from stocks and things like that out of Silicon Valley. This is not a good way to live. I mean, we've driven out every industrial based economy. Part of the economy we can, you know, there's no more, we don't have the aviation industry any longer, we don't have the building trades anymore, that's all been corrupted. We're just a dead state as far as just a few major corporations out of Silicon Valley that are by way of capital gains keeping us supported. So the financial collapse is inevitable just based on that. So the need and necessity for no, I don't think anybody in the other 49 states wants to bail out California.
I
don't think that's going to be the case at all. And of course, they will if California becomes a defaulted state, and they're going to pay the price economically all throughout the nation. We will rebuild a new California economy, 100%, completely like the Trump economy, basically, like Reagan's economy. And California will explode and will continue to become an enormous contributor to the United States of America. Right now, we're not. You notice that we are stealing money from the federal government by way of Jerry Brown and of course, Gavin Newsom.
And Paul, is the best way for folks to follow the progress of the situation through agenda21radio.com?
That's correct. And also newcaliforniastate.com.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You are taking the deep state on a daily basis and winning. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda.
Yeah, Dr. Dave Janda. Thanks a lot, Dave, for the nice words and, of course, the opportunity to speak about New California, which is really something that we love doing, of course. It's hard work, but we love doing it because we know what's going to happen in the very end. A reminder that if you want to go to newcaliforniastate.com and sign up on the sign-up program right there, we're actually going to be flipping the, any day or in the next couple of days, we hope, flipping around the website. So it's a new type of situation with the website. So this is kind of what we're doing all the way across the board now. We've got a lot of counties that are come on board for New California. And we're, you know, it's a living, breathing New California, because you have people who come and go and come and go and then come again, come back and join up. And people that 2 years ago were saying, oh, it's never going to happen. And, of course, now they're realizing, hey, you know what? It's happening. I went back in. And so we're getting a lot of that going on and a lot of new signups. It's like a daily thing going on that, you know, people are realizing there's really only one place to go right now, and that one place is New California. New California. And, you know, the thing is that we want to stay true to the reasons that the constitutional reasons that have brought us to this point. And that's really, in essence, what you find in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. I mean, Article 4, Section 3 gives us the right to do this. Gives us permission and lays it out for us. But Article 4, Section 4 is what we are being most violated about. And, of course, that's the guarantee clause that the president and the executive branch all have to guarantee to these states. One, a Republican form of government. Two, to be free from invasion. And three, to be free from domestic violence. Well, how's that working out for California today? Well, it's not working out so well, as we all know. One of the biggest problems, though, of course, is the lack of any kind of party system. We don't. Not only do we not have a Republican Party out here, we don't have a Democratic Party. They've really, with their whole systematic approach to destroying elections and so on, have created a monoparty system that's not good for a Republican form of government, but it's good for, quote, a democracy or dictatorship. And that's not what the Constitution or the Founding Fathers wanted. Nowhere do you find the word democracy in the Constitution or Declaration of Independence or in the Bill of Rights. They knew better. So we're going to form party systems just to be true to that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.